flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. Rich Horace here again. As always, like every Saturday, you can find me right here, right at home with Rich. Thanks for joining me today. And, you know, today I thought we would take the day and really talk about this continuing evolution of the remodeling industry in the world of COVID, everything that's going on. So I ask you, everyone out there, have you tried to get work done or wondering, you know, you're waiting around for pricing, you're having people not show up, you're wondering what in the world's going on? You know, is there anybody out there that can really help me get through this? How do I get work done today? Well, you know, we can talk about that today. Let's talk about the demand, the delays, the labor shortages, all in the remodeling industry. The housing market is playing a huge, you know, player in all of this. So we can get into all of that. You know, if you're wanting to get work done, if you're frustrated and you can't get work done, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your stories, your questions, anything that you have going on. You can ask me anything about your home today, or if you have, you know, some of these crazy COVID delay, trying to get work done stories that's going on. I hear these on a daily basis. You can give me a call today. Let's talk about it. 314-241-9797 is where you can find me. And of course, today, my hack, how to make a homemade handle to carry large sheets of drywall, plywood, stuff like that. And we'll go on the road. We're going to talk about a client actually trying just to get, you know, people to look at the work, the job, the house, and get information out of them. We'll talk about some of those issues that people are having out there. But again, you can join in this conversation and ask any question that you may have about your home or tell us some of those remodeling stories. We'd love to hear what's happening to you during this crazy COVID remodeling and housing market time. Talk about buying a new house if you're trying to do that. 314-241-9797 right now for the next hour, or from far away, 866-455-9797. And you know, I'd like to kind of start out with just the demand for remodeling. So it's a trying time right now, and the demand for remodeling is very, very high. I've got some studies we were looking at from the Harvard Joint Housing. We've got some stats there. Forbes magazine has some stats in what's going on with the whole, just the entire industry, and how it's gone up and how it's grown and what's happening. So, you know, Forbes magazine talks about the average cost of a project. So what people spent on the average on any sort of project for their house in 2019. When you averaged it among all the houses out there, it was a little bit over $9,000 in 2019. In 2020, it jumped over $13,000 per project. So things changing quite a bit across the board in the whole industry. How much work the growth rate, you know, what we call the growth rate in home improvement. So it jumped to 13.9% of growth in 2020 and 2021. And in from 2016 to 2020, the whole thing only grew 8.2% in 4 years. So that's a lot of growth over the course of a year to 2 years, you know, in how much work is out there, what's happening, you know, how much everybody's up against. And, you know, a key indicator of what's happening and, you know, how they figure what people are trying to find out and thinking about in what areas, you know, are growing so much, of course, is, you know, the magical internet. We've got all this stuff on the internet. We've got all this information that we can find out. And, you know, Houzz Online has done some studies and they kind of track, you know, what are people looking at? What are people searching for? You know, how has that changed? So over the course of this, you know, kind of COVID time, 2020 through 2021, you know, when Houzz kind of tracks what people are looking for on their website when they look for swimming pools and outdoor living products and stuff like that, it has gone up 54% of what people are searching, you know, in that category. Kitchen and bath has jumped up about 40%. Additions, home extensions has jumped 52%. Repairs and fencing installation, 166% up from 2 years ago. How many people are actually searching and looking? So it's kind of just showing that, you know, people are out there and they're thinking about this, obviously, and they're looking for it and they're going after it. And they're trying to find and gather, you know, information about all of these things that that they're looking to do. So that's kind of where they're looking at, you know, how much is this growth happening in what segments, you know, of remodeling. So in the beginning of 2022 now, you know, it sure still feels exactly like we're in 2020. A lot of the same issues going on, you know, so what are we doing? What are we trying to do? What are a lot of those, you know, trends happening? So we talked about, you know, the growth from 8.2% over 4 years to 13.9% over 2 years. That's got a big impact on how we work and how we handle things. So, you know, looking at what this does to home improvement companies out there. So, you know, looking at some stats here about and the advice that's been given by different like Remodeler Magazine and things like that towards the companies, it's very interesting because, you know, of course they talk about you're building your pipeline, you know, even though people aren't ready to start, they're pushing to find out, get the information and looking, you know, to start, you know, like the next year or a little ways longer, you know, works out really well for a lot of people. And they're, and some are, you know, they're just getting in line and willing to wait. And that's what's kind of happening to us, you know. So since, you know, thinking about the difficulties in travel and, you know, uncertainty and all these, you know, less summer vacations and things, you know, so they kind of are given to us information as an industry saying, go after it, boost, you know, your engagement, communicate well, get with people and make these timelines. And one of the biggest things they're advising is, you know, keeping your customers in the loop with their projects. So, you know, thinking about what we do here at Mosby to make this stuff better, to make this, you know, different for everybody, to make it a better experience. So how we've kind of tackled that in the past couple of years during COVID is coming up with our client portal. So we have, you know, a computer program, you know, a client reference management program, of course, that all the information's in. We've developed this ourselves as a company years ago, and it's meant for Mosby. It works for Mosby. It's, you know, it does what we need. We have our estimating in it. We have everything that we do, and it's catered towards what we do as a company, what our guys need to do and to get through and all this stuff. So now with less, you know, getting in the same room with all of the stuff that was happening during COVID, we made this client portal where it's like, okay, now you have a login to get into our computer program to see your project that we're going to be building. Full, just jam-packed, full of information for you. So you can get to see anybody who has any contact in your project, any of the designers, myself, like as a consultant, the client services representative, the project manager, the lead carpenter. You can see who all these people are. You can communicate with all these people through it. You can make payments through it. You can see photos. We'll put daily logs in there to kind of just put in like what's been happening day to day and different things. So the leads are dropping this information in there. So if you're a snowbird and you're gone, you can look in there and see all these things and communicate very easily. But the best thing that I think where the rubber really hits the road with this is, you know, the biggest complaint I hear, especially now, it's grown exponentially right now, of delays and, you know, timing and communication and all these things are so more important. And this is what we've bettered ourselves at, you know, all along from day one. So to me, you know, here at Mosby Building Arts, we just have this advantage even coming into COVID because we've been doing this all along. So now that it's more important, it's just what we're doing. Now we're doing it better, and we've got a better way to get you the information. So in there is a construction schedule. So it will start to finish, everything planned out. You can look at it. You can see it. You can follow it. You can see how we're doing. You know, obviously, none of this is perfect in the world of construction, and we're never, you know, we strive for perfection that we'll never achieve, but we'll be better because of it. So having that schedule to follow, we might get a week ahead of schedule at one point and then end up a week behind schedule at one point and then end up back to even at another point. And that's fine, because if you don't have that drive and everything, you're just really never going to get through it and get to it and get it done. You got to have everything out there. And when, you know, imagine this. Like, let's just say you're at your work, you're at your job, your boss is talking to you about a project you're working on, and he says, well, when can we expect you to finish your part? And you say, I should be done by Friday. Okay, well, now you've got something to be held accountable for. If I look at a construction job and say, you know, 3-4 months. Well, what makes that 6 months? And how am I really accountable, you know, to that? So showing that schedule, making that plan and saying, here's what we're after. We're scheduling it aggressively. So it will probably take maybe 2 or 3 weeks longer than that, but that's still prior than the deadline than we gave you up front to say, this is how long we think that this should take. I think it's the best way to communicate, and it's a great thing. And this is how Mosby is battling, you know, a lot of this stuff. So we're feeling the same things everybody else is. We're just doing it differently and really taking care of things, you know, better, not straying from the process and keeping the same thing happening. So if we're having just, you know, it's more about communicating what the correct timelines are. So don't let somebody say, yeah, I think we can get this designed by then, and I think we can get it built by then, and we shouldn't have a problem. And, you know, if they're not being realistic about that, then, wow, what happens then? You know, how do you get through that? And when, you know, you're looking at trying to get something done and they're giving you open promises and they're saying they can get to it, you know, sooner, I would be just as weary with that as I would, you know, too long or that sort of thing. I mean, it's they'll tell you things that they may or may not be able to do. And if they don't have a lot of their own employees and it's all subcontracted, it's up to a lot of those subcontractors to get you through that and to get it taken care of for you in how they help and make this proceed and everything. So there's a lot to that in how it happens. And it's amazing what they're, you know, we're having to go through to get to it. Now, this is a great system. It's a great process. If you want any part of this, if you're thinking about doing something, I certainly encourage you to check us out. You can go to callmosby.com. You can simply phone in 314-909-1800. You can get with on our website and make appointments and stuff through there. So if you're thinking about getting something done, and if you're thinking about you're looking for a new job in the trades, if you're searching out there, if you want a great, efficient, knowledgeable, quality company to work for, benefits, all these great things about it. I've been here over 20 years. I absolutely love it. Come apply. You will love working here. And you also love the happy clients that we have that continually over and over use us again. So, and I will remind you, I'm here. We've got a couple more segments. We've got plenty of time for phone calls. If you have any stories, questions about your home, anything going on, give me a shout, 314-241-9797. Other than that, we're going to get into our first break and we'll have my hack right when we get back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, here we go. You heard the man, Right at Home Hack. I know, you know, between the supply chain delays and the labor shortages that we've been talking about here on the show, becoming a DIYer is probably, you know, way more appealing to a lot of people trying to get through these projects really easily and well. So, if you're trying to carry around large sheets of drywall, plywood, siding, things like that, here's a trick that I think can help. Just take a rope about 18 feet long, tie the two ends of the rope together. You're going to need a good strong knot. You can take that rope and hook that around the two bottom outside corners of the sheet to form a handle with the rest of the rope in the middle of the sheet. So you can kind of The sheet will be supported by the rope. You can tuck that sheet right underneath your arm and hold it about a foot off the ground as you walk around wherever you need to go. Super easy, and you probably have all this stuff in your house already. So if you want to hear this hack or any of my weekly hacks again, you can find them all on Facebook. Search Rich Horace Mosby on Facebook. It'll take you right to me. And for everybody else, we're going to keep this topic going on Right at Home with Rich. I'm going to do my On the Road segment right next here. So tune in, everybody from Facebook. And for everybody else out there, I do want to, you know, touch on some of these appointments that I go on, you know, on a daily basis. I'm out there and I'm running around and I'm seeing people and I'm meeting people and talking about their needs, their wants, their projects, you know, issues, different things about the house. And so a few weeks ago, and I had another one that was literally just a few days ago, almost the identical story, but this one was particularly interesting because So I have an appointment to come out and look at a room addition, and it's a pretty small, not very expensive house. And, you know, this poor client, single lady, trying to get companies to come out to her house. So she had been calling and calling, and she's on like company 7, 8, 9. She finally calls us. And during that whole time, she only got two other companies to actually show up to her house. And so she's telling me about them and when that, you know, when they were out. Well, one of them, she said the first one that came out was just like, you know, you're never going to get this money. He was real quick about it. You can't recoup a room addition on this house. You shouldn't even do it. Boom, he's out. Real simple. Almost doesn't even want to do it. The another one was basically kind of, you know, she felt like she was being talked down to, and he was kind of telling her, boy, well, these type of products and stuff you're talking about take a lot to maintain, and, you know, a tile floor, you should really consider this floor because that one's a lot harder to clean. And you know, so I was like, oh, so, you know, he's kind of indicating to her that, like, apparently a woman can't clean a tile floor. Well, my wife's been cleaning tile floors for like years and years, a lot better and a lot more than I do, for sure. But, you know, I think, again, busy, in a hurry, trying to talk his way out of some things that they just don't, you know is going to happen or not. So I tried to call her a couple of times, left her a couple of messages, just wanted to confirm the appointment, make sure everything was still good, you know, check, make sure the average is right. There's no, the address is good. There's no typos or anything. And she never called me back over, you know, a couple days. So of course, you know, she's probably busy whenever I go there. And I arrive on time, and she was flabbergasted. She told me she was actually on the phone with her sister when I pulled up and said, oh my gosh, he's actually here. He actually pulled up. And the sister said, oh gosh, he's actually on time too. Like, oh, okay, I'll let you go. And she said, well, yeah, I was kind of just chatting with my sister because I literally had no reason to believe you would actually show up and or show up on time. Most people just don't even answer the phone or don't show up or don't make it or whatever. And I'm like, wow, that's too bad, you know, because if they make appointments, they should really try and, you know, uphold them and everything. So, you know, and we're going over this whole project, and, you know, we are talking about, you know, that it is a large project for, you know, the home she's in, and you know, talking about the return on investment. And we had a really nice talk about all that, and she was very, very grateful that I actually had a nice conversation with her, gave her all the directions, gave her some good pricing ranges of, if you go through with this, this is where you're going to be, you know. But we had the discussions that, you know, yeah, you're trying to sell a house that has an addition and stuff now for this amount when everything around here is this amount, and it's going to be hard on that return on investment. Just open and honest, and really, you know, trying to do the best thing for the client. And the thing to me is, in this story, is really more than anything, the sad part is doing the best thing for the client has actually, in today's environment, turned into just showing up, just being there. They're like, oh, wow, thank God you're here, you know? And it's like, wow, I used to have to do so much more to really do the best possible thing and be the best advisor to a client. Now it's like they're almost just satisfied that I got there, you know, and that we actually are doing, you know, what we're saying in all of this. So thinking about, you know, the industry, what's going on, you know, now we're into, you know, labor shortage of supplies. I'm sure everybody's heard about the kitchen appliances and, you know, the things that are going on with that and how that's working. Well, I'll tell you, you know, and they're talking about investment levels and everything too, where that's going. Well, when we look at the number of people, and there's a ton of studies out there about, you know, this labor trade shortage and what's happening and how it's impacting and all of that. And, you know, the biggest part of all of that is, you know, just basically the baby boomers retiring and not enough people coming back into the industry and into the actual trades, you know. So basically since 2018, there's been a shortage of trades people. So this is, you know, this has been happening, and this is pre-pandemic and all that, that we have been losing tradespeople during the recession. And when, you know, the housing market went way down from like 2008, 9, 10, all the way up until 2015, 16, before it even started to recuperate a little bit, you know, there was a lot of people that ended up getting out of the trades, ended up retiring early because there just wasn't a whole lot of work. And so at that point, we didn't need a lot. So you have all these baby boomers that are basically aged to retire between 2018 and 2021. Well, a lot of them just retired in 2015. There wasn't enough houses to build. There wasn't enough work to go around. And so now we're having the issue is replacing them and getting people back. And how do we do that? You know, there's all these different studies and statistics about how many people are needed and how many people have left. And, you know, the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics reports all this different stuff. They reported on the electricians. Okay, so the Electrical Contractors Association had 7,000 electricians join the field every year. They're adding 7,000 more electricians. How many you think are retiring each year? 10,000. So 10,000 retire every year and 7,000 new come in. What in the world does that say about what's happening and how this is doing and what's going to happen down the road? You know, basically, it's estimated that 31 million baby boomers were up to retire by the year 2020. So there's no one to, there's not enough people to replace them and to really, you know, look at and think, how do we do this? And, you know, what are we doing to make this better? Why is this happening? Well, they look at the schools, you know, they look at how much they're pushing, you know, people to go into trades. They're not. That's the big thing. The trade schools out there, the number has decreased over the years. There's not as many of them as they used to be. They don't do as many classes. It's just not enough. So the high schools, you know, there's all these different reports about the high schools, right? That they're like 70% of the high schools still have shop class and like a welding class and some different trade things like that to try and help get high schoolers that might be more interested in that type of field. You know, and believe me, in high school, this was me. I was not the best guy with a book, but I could get that metal. I could make a screwdriver. I could bend metal and make an iron lamp like we did in shop class, all that stuff. You know, I was good at that stuff, and I wasn't as good at reading about history. But now that 70% of these schools still have these classes, they're pushing 90% four-year college onto these students. The other like 70-something percent, they're pushing two-year community college, and they're like at 30% actually trying to push and show teenagers that this is actually a good, relevant field. And, you know, I can tell you firsthand, I went to college. That's what they pushed for me. I didn't do well. Like I said, I wasn't this book guy. I wasn't book smart. I was, you know, common sense, work it. I can learn it in the field. I got into the field. I worked with my dad. I worked with all these different companies. I did painting, apartment maintenance, and I worked myself all the way up to now this consulting, sales, running around, meeting people. I would have never guessed this of the opportunity and growth that I've had here at Mosby Building Arts. But there's so much there. and we do things so differently, and we look and we train and we work within. So today, the past 10 to 20 years, I've become more book smart. I've become willing to learn at that stuff, but it's because I'm learning about what I'm doing and what I love. And I, you know, when I learned about the house scientifically, no one told me that, hey, you know, you should really pass history first and learn about, you know, George Washington and all this different stuff. Well, no, I didn't need that to understand, you know, what it really takes to understand the home in scientific theories and make it a better place to live and stay warm and survive and last really long for people, which brings out like our 10-year workmanship warranty and all these other things. But so I think here we're getting to our last segment. We're going to go ahead and take our break. And when we get back, I want to touch a little bit more on some of this shortages and stuff, but also these cost increases and what's happening there. How's it affecting people, and what are we doing about that, and what can we expect? So we'll have more of that right after this.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, guys, here we go. Last segment. If you did have a question, or if you had a story, maybe you wanted to talk about remodeling and what's going on in today's environment, what's happening to you personally, this is it. Get in fast, 314-241-9797. Now, you know, we've been talking about, you know, the delays. We've been talking about the labor shortage. You know, there's supply shortage. There's all this. And then you've got, you know, you've got pricing. You've got what's going on with, you know, everybody out there saying, oh, things are getting so expensive. And, you know, when do you see them coming back? Well, you know, honestly, I've been doing this for over 30 years, and I am yet to really see prices go backwards. I think some of the cost of what we're doing will go down. Some of the, when the supply chain comes around, those supplies will probably get a little bit less. But in the interim, labor is the thing to worry about. And, you know, everything you hear about and read is actually happening. So, you know, I just saw a story about how much Walmart's going to start paying their over-the-road, you know, long-haul truck drivers, well over $100,000 and all this and that there. And, you know, these are the demands. And it's going to be hard for Walmart to go, hey, the supply things are better, so we're going to need you to make $80,000 now. You know, it's just, that's the part that I don't see happening. And, you know, the plumbers, the pipe fitters, all the unions are just raising their wages, rightfully so. I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I'm saying it's happening. So employee turnover ratio is higher. We're talking about a labor shortage. So more people are leaving to go to other places who are offering a dollar or two or three more. So now, you know, Mosby and every contractor out there says, ooh, well, we need to keep our good people, you know, and so we need to meet this supply and demand that's happening, or else we're not going to have employees and, you know, all this stuff. So this is across the board for everybody out there. But I've got this article that was from CNBC, off their website and everything. And it's, you know, financial stuff. And they're talking about the cost going up and what should you do, you know, for all of. And, you know, I found really interesting, of course, just even the headline, you know, basically says remodeling during COVID, expect cost to be 50% higher and for everything to take 50% longer to actually do. And, you know, one of the very first things they talk about in this article is, you know, contractors kind of tricking you with the funds and with the money and everything. So basically what they're saying is their goal is to come in at not too bad of a price, get you to sign the contract. Once you're locked in, they can upsell you with all these different add-ons and things happening and things they find. The dreaded change order system that they talk about. So when you think about that, you know, what we do here at Mosby, we want to figure this thing out 100%. We're going to show this stuff up front, the truth of the whole matter and everything that needs to happen so that you can pick and choose and not, you know, wind up thinking your job is $10,000 and then it's $15,000 by the time we get done. Because I'd rather, you know, we as a company as a whole, not just myself, would rather tell you, this is everything involved. I'm gonna advise you on how it happens. I'm gonna tell you what we deliver and how we deliver it. And I'm gonna tell you it costs $15,000. And then you get to make that choice. Because if you can barely get by at the $10,000 and you don't even know where you'd get the next $5,000 during all of that, you know, you need to be prepared. And they even tell you in the article, you know, be prepared for 15% to 20% increases and changes, you know, during this project and everything. Well, I love to find that up front as much and as often as we can. Again, perfection is trying to achieve and will never be attained, but I'll be right more often the more I do this through those processes and everything. So the next thing in that article they talk about is, you know, expected to take longer than expected. So, you know, basically, they're the two classic lines you always hear from contractors out there. You know, this project is costing me money. So as it takes longer, they actually relate that to them not making money. And I'm practically working for free for you here because it's supposed to be done in 2 months and now it's 4 and, you know, this and that. Well, if you figure it out and you time it out and you price it right, that you'll sustain and earn money and everything will work. It's just going to work out so much better for you as a company. And in the end, for the client, as getting what they expected and having their expectations met. So the next thing they've got in there is don't let your emotions get in the way. Think about that one for just a second. So here we are. Emotions are the worst enemy of someone going through something like this. So the more emotion you have, literally right here in the CNBC article, it's saying they can take more advantage of you. That is the line in the article. So, I mean, really, when you think about this, if none of this were happening, if it was pre-planned, and the price wasn't going up, it might have been more at the front, but it's pre-planned and you know what it is and you know when it's going to be done and things are happening on time, then those emotions don't get in the way because we're controlling them before any of this even happens, right? It's before, you know, you don't have to get emotional, so you don't have to worry about that. another thing they talk about is always thinking percentages. This is going to be the spot I disagree a tad on what they're saying and what they're talking about, because I think it's hard to achieve. So you should, they're basically saying you should think about your renovation budget, only spend so much of a percent of your house value. If you have a $1 million house, 10%, you got $100,000 to spend. Well, that's hard to do. And I'll tell you why. Think about buying a house for just a minute. Have you looked at what's going on with purchasing houses? So I just saw an ad. It was a picture of a house just sold. It says on the sign, just sold. And underneath it, it says sold for $67,000 over asking. And underneath that, it says no appraisal. And underneath that, it says no inspections. Wow. That to me is flabbergasting. I can't understand doing that. I don't understand So people are paying thousands of dollars over what houses are worth, over what they'll loan, all this stuff, and with no inspections, nothing. This one even didn't even have an appraisal. I can't figure out. I mean, they'll have to have it, I'm guessing, for the bank. But so what they're not taking into account is, you know, building rights, building for yourself, staying there a very long time. You know, that's going to be very important, and that's going to cut into those costs drastically. So, you know, think about that when you're thinking about, oh my gosh, return on investment, stuff like that. Well, that person with that $67,000 probably is going to spend over $100,000 more than they will get for that house if the market doesn't sustain. So you can do that in remodeling too, and it happens, and that's okay. And you can get that return on investment back after time more so than immediate function of that. So just think about that when you're thinking about how much remodeling cost and everything with that and how you get through that. So the things Mosby's doing, you know, we got our client portal. We got, you know, timelines are taking longer, but they're organized. You understand them. They're still done on time. It's just a bit of a longer time than it was 2 years ago. We hired a recruiter to find good people. That's good people means everything. We have the 10-year workmanship warranty is a large piece of that. Details in everything that we do means so much to that. It's incredible. So look into all of that when you're thinking about how you do it, when you do it, and how you get it done. So we're running out of time here. I could probably go another hour. I'd love to, but maybe we'll touch a little bit more on this next week again. We'll see what happens. Everybody have a good week. And I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, guys, here we go. Last segment. If you did have a question or if you had a story, maybe you wanted to talk about remodeling and what's going on in today's environment, what's happening to you personally, this is it. Get in fast, 314-241-9797. Now, you know, we've been talking about, you know, the delays, we've been talking about the labor shortage, you know, there's supply shortage, there's all this, and then you've got, you know, you've got pricing, you've got what's going on with, you know, everybody out there saying, oh, things are getting so expensive. And, you know, when do you see them coming back? Well, you know, honestly, I've been doing this for over 30 years and I am yet to really see prices go backwards. I think some of the cost of what we're doing will go down. Some of the, when the supply chain comes around, those supplies will probably get a little bit less, but in the interim, labor is the thing to worry about. And, you know, everything you hear about and read is actually happening. So, you know, I just saw a story about how much Walmart's going to start paying their over-the-road, you know, long-haul truck drivers, well over $100,000 and all this and that there. And, you know, these are the demands. And it's going to be hard for Walmart to go, hey, the supply things are better, so we're going to need you to make $80,000 now. You know, it's just, that's the part that I don't see happening. And, you know, the plumbers, the pipe fitters, all the unions are just raising their wages, rightfully so. I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I'm saying it's happening. So employee turnover ratio is higher. We're talking about a labor shortage. So more people are leaving to go to other places who are offering a dollar or two or three more. So now, you know, Mosby and every contractor out there says, ooh, well, we need to keep our good people, you know, and so we need to meet this supply and demand that's happening, or else we're not going to have employees and, you know, all this stuff. So this is across the board for everybody out there. But I've got this article that was from CNBC, off their website and everything. And it's, you know, financial stuff. And they're talking about the cost going up, and what should you do, you know, for all of, and, you know, I found really interesting, of course, just even the headline, you know, basically says remodeling during COVID, expect costs to be 50% higher and for everything to take 50% longer to actually do. And, you know, one of the very first things they talk about in this article is, you know, contractors kind of tricking you with the funds and with the money and everything. So basically what they're saying is their goal is to come in at not too bad of a price, get you to sign the contract. Once you're locked in, they can upsell you with all these different add-ons and things happening and things they find, the dreaded change order system that they talk about. So when you think about that, you know, what we do here at Mosby, we want to figure this thing out 100%. We're going to show this stuff up front, the truth of the whole matter and everything that needs to happen, so that you can pick and choose and not, you know, wind up thinking your job is $10,000 and then it's $15,000 by the time we get done. Because I'd rather, you know, we as a company as a whole, not just myself, would rather tell you, this is everything involved. I'm gonna advise you on how it happens. I'm gonna tell you what we deliver and how we deliver it. And I'm gonna tell you it costs $15,000. And then you get to make that choice, because if you can barely get by at the $10,000 and you don't even know where you'd get the next $5,000 during all of that, you know, you need to be prepared. And they even tell you in the article, you know, be prepared for 15% to 20% increases in changes, you know, during this project and everything. Well, I love to find that up front as much and as often as we can. Again, perfection is trying to achieve and will never be attained, but I'll be right more often the more I do this through those processes and everything. So the next thing in that article they talk about is, you know, expect it to take longer than expected. So, you know, basically they're the two classic lines you always hear from contractors out there. You know, this project is costing me money. So as it takes longer, they actually relate that to them not making money. And I'm practically working for free for you here, because it's supposed to be done in 2 months and now it's 4, and, you know, this and that. Well, if you figure it out and you time it out and you price it right, that you'll sustain and earn money and everything will work. It's just going to work out so much better for you as a company, and in the end, for the client, as getting what they expected and having their expectations met. So the next thing they've got in there is, don't let your emotions get in the way. Think about that one for just a second. So here we are. Emotions are the worst enemy of someone going through something like this. So the more emotion you have, literally right here in the CNBC article, it's saying they can take more advantage of you. That is the line in the article. So, I mean, really, when you think about this, if none of this were happening, if it was pre-planned and the price wasn't going up, it might have been more at the front, but it's pre-planned and you know what it is and you know when it's going to be done and things are happening on time, then those emotions don't get in the way, because we're controlling them before any of this even happens, right? It's before, you know, you don't have to get emotional, so you don't have to worry about that. another thing they talk about is always thinking percentages. This is going to be the spot I disagree a tad on what they're saying and what they're talking about, because I think it's hard to achieve. So you should, they're basically saying you should think about your renovation budget. Only spend so much of a percent of your house value. If you have a $1 million house, 10%, you got $100,000 to spend. Well, that's hard to do. And I'll tell you why. Think about buying a house for just a minute. Have you looked at what's going on with purchasing houses? So I just saw an ad. It was a picture of a house just sold. It says on the sign, just sold. And underneath it, it says sold for $67,000 over asking. And underneath that, it says no appraisal. And underneath that, it says no inspections. Wow. That to me is flabbergasting. I can't understand doing that. I don't understand. So people are paying thousands of dollars over what houses are worth, over what they'll loan, all this stuff, and with no inspections, nothing. This one even didn't even have an appraisal. I can't figure out. I mean, they'll have to have it, I'm guessing, for the bank. But so what they're not taking into account is, you know, building rights, building for yourself, staying there a very long time. You know, that's going to be very important, and that's going to cut into those costs drastically. So, you know, think about that when you're thinking about, oh my gosh, return on investment, stuff like that. Well, that person with that $67,000 probably is going to spend over $100,000 more than they will get for that house if the market doesn't sustain. So you can do that in remodeling too, and it happens, and that's okay. And you can get that return on investment back after time more so than immediate function of that. So just think about that when you're thinking about how much remodeling cost and everything with that and how you get through that. So the things Mosby's doing, you know, we got our client portal. We got, you know, timelines are taking longer, but they're organized. You understand them. They're still done on time. It's just a bit of a longer time than it was 2 years ago. We hired a recruiter to find good people. That's good people means everything. We have the 10-year workmanship warranty is a large piece of that. Details in everything that we do means so much to that. It's incredible. So look into all of that when you're thinking about how you do it, when you do it, and how you get it done. So we're running out of time here. I could probably go another hour. I'd love to, but maybe we'll touch a little bit more on this next week again. We'll see what happens. Everybody have a good week. And I'll talk to you next Saturday.